Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for, I'm still going to say July 4th through the 8th, because everybody knows we would not have a new episode on July 4th. So that's just a given. I have a couple of emails we received this week.
Ooh.
One is from...
That makes me want to sing the Blues Clues song. We just got a letter.
We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from. It's from our friend Chelsea in Michigan.
Okay. Letting us know.
I feel like I'm Casey Kasem now, too. Here's a long... I'm not even going to try to do that one. I bet my husband could do that.
I'm sure he could.
Yep. Michigan has five great lakes. Lake Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. Mm-hmm. Superior is our largest and deepest Great Lake and runs the entire north of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That was that tiny part that I was like, wait, that's where it actually touches. I'm pretty sure it touches more of Michigan than any other Great Lake. Michigan is a two-part state. I just thought it was the mitten. I didn't know they also had a peninsula.
No, I did not know it either.
The upper and lower peninsulas are separated by Lake Michigan and Lake Huron.
Awesome.
But so, yeah, Lake Superior definitely touches Michigan. So, thank you, Chelsea.
So we can go to Michigan bury our dead bodies.
But I didn't know that Michigan touched all five Great Lakes.
Mm-mm.
Because it says it touches.
Yeah.
Michigan has five Great Lakes. Yeah. I'm not pulling up a map.
No.
But I didn't know that little.
That's weird that we are taught there are five Great Lakes, but not that Michigan touches all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seriously don't remember ever being told that.
But I know the mitten.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. Pennsylvania has the chimney. It's okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Is this like at your husband's birthday party when people are trying to show the guy holding the platter with some chicken on it? And I'm like, what are you doing? Stop it.
Yes, because the platter is actually Kentucky, right?
Sure.
I think. I don't know. Anyway. So we had that. And see, we are a multifaceted podcast. We're going to teach you some stuff. And then our girl Holly wrote in saying, thank you so much for bringing up. Oh, the subject said Carly's insider trading. Thank you so much for bringing that up. It's been driving me nuts for weeks. She not only insider traded, but her broker is also culpable, I hadn't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Reggie. Yeah, Reggie.
My sister's a financial advisor. If we have any type of
questions. I was
going to
say, I'm like, why are you not asking Val these questions? Val.
We'll start calling her up like we do our medical expert. So what are the ramifications of this?
Well, Martha Stewart went to jail. I don't know exactly. That was for insider trading.
I mean, it's very direct. I know even conversations, like family conversations, because I've told you Matt is into the stock market. She's like, nope, not getting into this conversation because I would never want anyone to think I said something to tip you off.
Well, I had sent you like one of those apps and you weren't even allowed to download it because of Val's job.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it asks if your family's in
financial. Oh, that's a good sister looking out for you like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If you could possibly go to jail because of insider trading on an app, when I'm sure that you and your sister do not have great in-depth conversations about the stock market.
I don't think that I'd go to jail. I think it would be her side of licensing. But yeah, she's such a rule follower that she won't even get into the family conversations because she never wants
good
it
for her
to look back on anyone. So
I fully understand that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. Yep. Especially because I'm not anything with the market. So I'm like, nope, I don't need to talk to you about that. I hope you're making millions.
So we'll just throw in the Hulu headlines where on Tuesday, Drew has a proposition for Nina.
Yes, but no, that was so dumb.
Wednesday, Brando makes a tough decision.
That was heartbreaking. Oh.
Thursday, Chase refutes Finn's assertions.
Wow. Somebody had a dictionary.
Someone had a thesaurus. They're like,
we're going to liven these up.
What's the, I don't know what the search for, the search shortcut for.
I don't know.
Control F is fine. So I don't know what the find and replace shortcut is. I'm not going to look it up right now. You don't have to email me about it. I'll look it up later because we all know that I need to know. And Laura on Friday, Laura is worried about Valentine's request.
Okay.
So we just want to stick with the Carly stuff, being that that was the first one that Drew had a proposition for Nina.
I'm not sure how many times we need to say it, but you should watch where you are when you're having conversations.
To be fair, at first he had the conversation in her office.
The conversation with Nina was perfectly fine. In her office, door shut. Hey, do you want to buy Crimson? And then you'll have total control of it and you can do whatever you want with it.
I thought that was a good...
It was a good thought process, but I also agreed with her of, no, I don't want to own it because then it looks like I'm just putting out my own stuff.
Exactly. I liked that. Like, I thought that was a really good...
It was a good answer, and it showed she still has a little bit of a business mind, even though she goes off on adventures for 6 months out of the year.
And he was even like, even if like it would stick it to Carly, like, I couldn't believe that he said that. Like, well, he said something along those lines, right?
But he was just trying to reverse psychology.
He was trying to sell her.
Yeah. But I was glad that she still had her business head and was like, nope, I'm not doing that. That would look like I'm just printing my own stuff and I'm a spoiled little real estate girl. Real estate. Her dad made money through real estate. Real estate princess? Is that what
Heiress?
She said? Heiress, maybe? I don't know. She said something about it.
I'll be honest. I don't know if it's just like, honest to goodness, July, my brain is broken. We're only 10 days in. So we'll just go. When I woke up this morning, I was like, I don't feel like I watched anything this week. This is why I take notes. But I mean, I'm reading them and I do, but I'm just like.
My problem this week was that
you watched,
I watched
everything this morning?
No. Okay. No. I watched all of Ryan this week, like that whole 300 and some playlist. I was very into it. So then I couldn't remember what happened where. Like, I would see a character and be like, wait a sec. Nope, that was in 2018. Now we're in the present. So
well, that'll be very useful whenever we finish up ish, maybe when we continue the story about Ryan Chamberlain this Thursday.
I think we're going to finish. Because I did watch everything, so we can have a conversation. Because the breakdown.
Because I didn't, so you're going to be like re-remembering.
That's okay.
I'm going to be re-remembering.
That's okay. I'll explain it during the 411, because if not, we would have had another four Ryans.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then Drew told Carly.
Yes. And she was like, why are you going to Nina for anything? He like started it by saying, you might be a little bit mad. And she's like, yeah, if you say Nina's name to me, I'm going to be really mad.
Exactly.
Why are you talking to Nina about it? And then he says, oops, she overheard, because again, you weren't step in the elevator and have the conversation.
Yeah.
Do not stand there and say, hey, yeah, I was trying to get her to buy Crimson so that then I could buy back the rest of the hotel for her.
I'm really happy that Carly is like refused Sunny.
No, I didn't like her refusing Sunny. But go ahead.
I did. Because like she said, it's one less thing that she's going to have to feel like she is indebted to him over.
But I feel the opposite. I feel that after all the pain and suffering that he put her through, that he owes her. So, yep, I will take what I'm owed.
She got his else.
Yeah, but that's not
But enough. That's only because the girls... If they didn't have the kids, she would not be still living at the house. They kept it for...
Right. I don't think she really wanted that house other than it was, don't change where the girls live.
I don't know. I was real happy about it. I'm just curious. So I started thinking, because I think we joked about she could just go like work at Kelly's, or if there was like a meme or something about it. And that's owned by her mom. So if she did that, it would literally be, once again,
help
somebody else.
Out. Yes. No,
she does. She needs to get herself out of this mess, because she made that decision. It is not Sunny's responsibility to fix it. It is, I mean, yeah, that would have been nice for Nina to take care of that, but it's not what she wants to do in her business. Carly has to figure this mess out for herself.
I agree that she shouldn't have taken the risk, besides the fact that it was totally illegal, like we just talked about. But I don't feel like taking Sunny's money would have been wrong. The hotel was established for his sister.
It was named. Oh, that was it. Hold it. No.
Oh, my.
My finger is up. Hold on.
It is.
Because I corrected myself on something. Because did I really? Where the heck did I write it down? Hold on. Give me a second. Luke blackmailed Jax into giving Carly 50% of the hotel because she knew that Spencer, at the time known as Baby John, was not Jax's son, and Jax was not happy about Carly becoming a business partner. So her uncle blackmailed her way into owning half of the Metro Court.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, obviously, things worked out with Jax, and I couldn't find where did she buy him out or anything like that, but it was...
I feel like she would have bought him out for the same principle why she didn't want to take Sonny's money.
Maybe she got it in the divorce. I didn't look up their divorce. But it says that... Yeah, all it says is after Courtney's death in February 2006, Carly Corinthos becomes Jax's partner in the Metro Court. But he had previously... So the hotel was built after the previous Port Charles Hotel burnt down in February 2004. Jax buys out the place and renames it the Metro Court in honor of his fiance, Courtney Matthews. But then because Carly found out that Jax knew that the baby was not his, but he was keeping him anyway,
mm-hmm.
this baby is now Spencer. Luke blackmailed him into giving Carly 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
I'm sure she paid for it somewhere. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or she got it in the divorce. She didn't.
I think she should have taken Sonny's money.
But I just wanted to correct myself because it's not like she just got it in the divorce. It was blackmail.
Right. That's so much better. She didn't just make her money off divorces. She also made it off of blackmailing people. Her family blackmailing.
She's not the one who blackmailed.
The family blackmailed.
Luke did. But it's not like she and Jax opened up the hotel together and named it after Courtney together. It was she got in because of blackmail. And then she somehow wound up with 50% of it.
But that doesn't mean that it doesn't still matter to her.
No, no.
You can acquire something under shady pretenses and still end up caring about it. So she
That's usually
it.
Why people take things under shady pretenses.
Exactly.
Because they like the thing.
Right. So,
still.
She should still have half.
And she should have not wagered it.
I agree. Sometimes gambling is just too much fun.
Then you deserve the outcome if you're wrong. Sorry, actions have consequences.
Ugh, that's no fun.
Carly is going to learn that.
I'm with you, Carly. I want the ex-husband to bail me out.
But then even Ned offered.
Yes, that was what I didn't understand. Because Ned didn't just offer to like buy it and here we're going to just pretend like this didn't happen. He said, we'll buy it, you get back on your feet, and then you can purchase it back
exactly.
at the same price. Which to me was totally fair.
That's zero interest. Exactly. But she doesn't want to be indebted to the Qs either. But I mean,
better than letting someone buy half of it.
Better than letting Nina buy half of it. Better than just letting Sonny pay for it. Because then what if the same thing happens that like happened with Deception? And he's like, yeah, I don't like how you're managing the hotel now. Now I'm going to outsource
you. Why doesn't she have Michael buy it?
Because it's not the child's responsibility to fix her problems. He could.
Sometimes you got to let the kids parent if that's what's best for everyone at the end of the day. So he could buy it and same terms that Ned was offering. She'll turn around and buy it back whenever she has the money.
Possible.
And then it's still in family hands.
I like Ned's idea the best, though.
I like Ned's the best because Olivia wouldn't turn around and not give her what they said. It's not a right. quarter. It's not her in cahoots with the Quartermains or owing the Quartermains. It's Olivia making sure that she doesn't lose her business partner that she cares
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
So.
And they would be paid back.
Yes. And then besides that, Carly just sat at the pool, dipping her feet in, being sad.
Yep.
And she got her hair ripped, or she didn't get her hair ripped out. She got her lipstick napkin stolen. That was genius.
I'm not liking that Cam's good at this, but.
That was genius.
But he's, yeah, it was good.
Because I was confused at first.
So was like,
I knew they were
I thought
in.
It was so sweet, though, when he's like, I'm sorry, but you have a little lipstick on your teeth. I'm like, you're such a sweet boy.
And then you found out it was Stealer DNA? Okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
Now I'm going to be suspicious if your son ever tells me I have.
Unless I have a reason to be testing your DNA, we're good.
I'm going to be like, no, I don't. Stop lying.
Meanwhile, it's going to be like right all over the place.
That would be a fun conversation with your son, though. He'd be like, no, no, you're trying to steal my DNA.
He'd be like, what? So prior to recording, my son made the mistake of asking me what we were talking about this week. And I gave him a little bit of fill in on Ryan. Then he asked the question, so has anyone else come back from the dead? And that was the rabbit hole. But it was suggested that we one day do a 411 of explaining General Hospital to our children. And I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think we have to start asking them, like in the 411, asking them what they know. Because I think in my case, Madeline. Oh,
your girls 100% know more than.
But I think Madeline's going to know more than the other girls. And it's going to be funny to see her be like, no, that's Carly. And that's funny.
We can do flashcards. Who is this?
Yes. Okay. I'm all in.
Yes. It's going to be fun.
I was concerned about the kids tossing each other in that pool, though, that again is 2 feet deep.
I thought it was a fun scene, though.
It like, was a fun scene.
Cam and Joss are like totally going to break up soon.
Oh, yeah.
If she keeps it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he told her, sorry, I am working 2 jobs because my mom is in the hospital. Sorry, I am not like Mr. Fun right now.
Yeah.
He's 18.
But she's also 18, and 18-year-old girls, most of them, are not known for being I don't know that selfish is the right word, but.
I don't know because I was Cam, so.
Me. Well, I had a Matthew, so I don't know either, but. I remember looking at my girls and thinking, okay, I'm going to try not to yell at you because you are thinking from your life experience.
Yeah.
And that is what Joss is doing.
Which is yeah. Okay. Maybe Joss will have to get a job.
Oh, that
I don't know why it bothers me so much that like she doesn't even work part-time as a pool attendant. Like just as something to do.
Because she is dealing with her studies and her volleyball.
She doesn't even talk about it.
I had lots of friends that didn't work. It annoyed me, but I had lots of friends.
No, I know, but it's like, but she's giving Cam grief about it and it's making him feel bad. And it's like, I never saw them as being from the two different worlds that they are until now.
Yeah.
Like now it is a clear Cam is working class. Joss is not. And it's like, she doesn't understand. I think that's maybe what's bothering me is like, she doesn't understand that people have to work.
I just think it's a bad example because her mom always has worked.
Right.
So although she's privileged, it's not like it just came from, you know, grandma or something like that.
Right. Right.
And she just had that conversation with Bobby and Carly last week about how they had been through all this different stuff and like grown. And part of that was working because they talked about Carly thinking about being a nurse and starting school and all that.
Maybe Carly's going to go back to, she'll go work at the hospital too. Look at me like that.
Is she going to become Nurse Epiphany since Epiphany is going to become a doctor? Is she going to figure out what's wrong with Willow besides being pregnant?
Well, so when I was looking up the stuff about the Metro Court, it said that she was a physical therapist. Under her official like fandom page, it says that she was a physical therapist.
I think someone's wrong.
We have seen it before.
We're going to have to dig into that because I don't believe that's at all true.
We do not have a year to go through Carly.
I think that's a different form of physical therapy that she's giving people.
Oh my goodness gracious. That is not what isn't that what she said that she was though when she was trying to get with Tony?
Sure, but she lied. She wasn't actually that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I feel like we're done. Done with Carly, but the point of them ripping out hair and stealing lipstick was a brilliant plan that they are going to test that DNA to show that it matches so that they can trick Esme into thinking that Spencer knows who her parents are or her mom is.
Yeah, and I cannot wait for her to be like, I know who my mom is. Do you think she knows who her mom is? I don't think she does.
I don't think she does, no. I'm glad that he went with mom instead of dad because then she'd have been like, no, I know who my daddy is.
Ooh.
What was the next one? Oh, that was sad.
Brando makes a tough decision. Okay, let's go on the good stuff first.
Okay.
The Home and Heart set, super cute.
Super cute.
Morgan Fairchild.
And they kept saying Erica Kane.
And
Erica
they talked Kane, about Erica Kane. Enchanted Cosmetics, which is Erica Kane's company from All My Children.
Yay.
And she makes a killing in her time slot. And I was really hoping that that was going to be...
She did so well. They had the hesitation in the beginning where it was like, uh-oh. And then Gladys called in. And
I was talking about Erica Kane, that she was going to be the next segment. Sorry.
Oh, I was
looking forward to that. I was like, is she coming? No, she's
not coming. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you were glad that Sasha did such a good job at first because that's what I thought that was going to be like her, oh no, and then Gladys saved the day and let's just be done with it. And
I'm sorry. How cute was that that she was the one that called in though?
Yes. It's like, I bought two of everything. I just love these. Sasha's so beautiful.
Yep.
That was very sweet. Don't understand why when Lulu saw what was, it's not Lulu, oh my God, Maxie saw
right
what was in the box that she was not like, no, no, I'm sorry. This has to be offset. In case you aren't aware, my friend just suffered a horrible loss and we're not going to even have this around her.
I could not get that out of my head because she went, oh no.
Right.
But then here?
Mm-mm. Nope, 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 nope. And I also feel like there's no way that they didn't know that Sasha had just gone through that loss.
Because it was very public.
Very public. Because she was supposed to be the face of conception.
Right.
And then had to change it. So, you know, if you're selling those products on your TV show, you followed that storyline enough to know. So they would not be like, here's a baby wrap, blah, blah, blah.
And also, first of all, regardless of take Liam out of it, forcing her to do that and like wearing it and everything, like maybe she doesn't want a kid, you know, like right. what if she didn't? Like, she'd be like, no, I have no interest in this. Right. Your product is going to look stupid. Like if she didn't want kids, she'd be like, I am not even going to know what to do with this.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
they try to put products, like stack them. Oh, if you want this makeup, then you also want this cleanser and then you want this washcloth and blah, blah, blah. You would not be like, oh, you like makeup? Here's a baby wrap. Those right. Two things do not go together.
Hi, stereotypes.
Exactly.
But no, you're absolutely right. I mean, her very public loss was exactly that, very public, you mm-hmm. know? And for them to say that they're going to sue Lucy because they didn't, and she's like, you never told us. Like, it's not in the
exactly.
script.
It was not that in she was the going to be handling
baby products.
Right. And not even just handling. Like, she did okay at first. She was like, oh, yeah, that's very soft. And just kind of, like, hoped that the thing moved on and get back to the makeup.
Well, and then that's the other thing. Why are you bringing in somebody else during this company's time slot?
Right. I mean, they do show you up next and flip right. to it, but they don't do a whole presentation.
No.
Not with that person's segment. I don't know.
Unless I missed something where it did become her segment after, because it would make sense if they did her little makeover and then said, hey, and in the next hour, you know, she's going to be, what was her name? Flora.
She was
Flora Gardens.
She was next.
Such a hippie name.
Yes. She was next. So they were showing up next, blah, blah, blah.
That's
blah.
What I'm saying. Like, did it transition into officially being her
It was
time
not
slot?
Her time slot.
That's what I was no, saying.
No.
Like,
I mean, I know the crossover, like, if you watch QVC, whenever they're talking about the food stuff, they'll come on and be like, in the next hour, here, sample this appetizer. It's so good.
Right.
And have a 5-minute conversation. But they don't call people over and say, here, put on this baby stuff. It does.
Right.
It didn't make any sense all the way across the board. If they wanted to have her have a breakdown because of the drugs, that was fine. But we did not need to bring the baby stuff into it.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. No.
She killed it, though, coming back from the drug part.
Did.
Yep.
She definitely did.
I could not find if that was actually her son that she was carrying. But he's considerably older than what Liam would be, but still.
I hope so, because that baby was so cute.
So fun fact. How did you not think about that?
I know she had a baby around the like similar time, but I did not even think about it. I was caught in the, oh my God, that baby's so cute.
You and your babies.
I love babies.
So I did not watch One Life to Live, but I learned that Flora Gardens was Susan Batten. She was on One Life to Live. So they were both. And that was not Morgan Fairchild's first time on General Hospital.
No.
She had done a crossover from when she was on The City back in 1994, back in the 90s. And fun fact, she and Joan Rivers were the first two celebrities with lines on QVC.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is very awesome.
So, I mean, she was definitely very...
in her...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Selena showing up.
I love her. I love her. She was like...
I can't wait.
Actually, you're not going to sue her. Because if you try to sue her, then we're going to talk about your negligence. And you're going to be in trouble. So, how about you just quit threatening my people?
Yep.
And they didn't even know what to say. They're like, okay we're bye. Sorry.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I like it. I like it a lot. But then Brando took Sasha to the hospital and they found the drugs. Kevin found them.
I like that Kevin actually handled everything the way you're supposed to. I cannot go through her purse unless her or her spouse give me consent. Okay, if we want to 302 her, I need the husband to sign her in.
They're just going to discharge her in a couple hours anyway. But that's a whole... In real life.
But maybe on the show...
She'll actually get the help that she needs?
Elizabeth is going to leave so they have space for Sasha. Because they can only help one person at a time.
Right. Sophia Mattson is just so good.
She is. She deserves an award for all of that.
Yes. I mean, she is...
That was...
It's just... It's so hard to watch, but she's so good at it.
Yes. And I like that Miss Wu stayed in her character of, I'm going to be nice, like, don't threaten this poor girl, blah, blah, blah. But then turned around to Lucy and was like, you better get your stuff together because I want to make some money.
Exactly. So I guess we could go to Liz next.
I want to know how she picked up all those puzzle pieces so fast. It was like 5 seconds. That was a ton of puzzle pieces. Madeline and I were doing a puzzle this week. So it was like in my head of how Madeline, hard quickly, it is.
Right. Grab as much as you can and throw it.
If I throw this all over the floor, how quick can you pick them up? I bet Liz did it faster.
Did she actually pick them up? I thought that she just shoved the puzzle off the table.
She did. But then when she was leaving or whatever, they went back to that and it was all picked up.
Oh, there was the orderly or whatever was standing there.
Oh, did he pick it up? Still, how did you get all the pieces?
I don't know.
I'd be mad.
I did not check.
If I was in the mental hospital and I went to do a puzzle and it was missing a piece after I got all done because Liz threw it, I would have another mental breakdown.
Yeah, they should definitely make sure that all the pieces are there.
Mm-hmm. That would be a trigger for me. I'd be so angry.
But Jake was the one that went and visited her.
And said, can you come home now? Because you haven't had any crazy thoughts since you stopped taking those sleeping meds.
Yep.
And she decided, like, snap of a finger, okay, sure, I'll go ahead and leave. And then shows up at work. She's not going to spend time with her kids.
Well, but she had a great conversation with Kevin, and he was definitely getting somewhere. And then she picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But started talking about how her parents abandoned her because she didn't even measure up to their standards or whatever.
And they didn't come back for anything.
They only sent flowers for Franco's passing.
Right.
But they mentioned Zara.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she signed herself out, went back to the hospital, and Terry sided with Britt on the, you have to come back correctly.
Exactly.
But fun fact about the games in the background, one was called Ghost Party. And I was like, what the heck are all these games? Because you know me. Ghost Party sells for $65 on eBay.
Oh my God.
I did not buy it.
Good job.
Thank you.
I was concerned. If it would have been cheaper, she totally would have.
I would have. But $65. So they have like a gem there.
If they ever need to make money, raffle off this game.
Yeah.
Huh. I never heard of it. Like, did neither say how I. you play it or just, oh no, never mind.
I actually did not look up all that. Like, I didn't look up what the actual game was or anything. See what Ghost Party is. Do-do-do. Is that like part Ghostbusters? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. You're making up your own theme song.
There's only one available. It's Vintage Ghost Party Board Game Retro 1990s. Oh my gosh.
I think I'm just done for the
now
day.
Now we're just not.
But we should have heard of it.
It says, yeah, keep on running. The ghost is coming. It's by Ravensburg, Otto Meyer, Verlag, Ravensburg. Copyright 1992. Yeah. The game is complete. Original instructions are worn. There was a game called Where's Willy? So it's Keep Running, the Ghost is Coming. Ages 8 to adult.
Can I see like what it looks like?
Yeah. I don't recognize it. Like there was no commercial for that. If you played Ghost Party.
What? Okay. There is a new game of this game. It's called Boohoo. And what happens is you start out as a little like pawn, like a regular game. Yeah, that's it. Like a regular game piece.
Okay.
Okay. And you walk around, but when you roll,
that looks like Mall Madness meant Clue.
Yes. The new board is not that sophisticated. The new board looks like a tower, like would be in
Windermere
Island. that goes up like this, like a spiral staircase up in a
okay
tower. And so you start down here and you roll the dice and you move. But then if you roll a ghost, you put a ghost over top of your piece. And then everyone becomes a ghost. And so you can move anyone. And then you get confused of who is who. So whenever you get to the very end, you hopefully paid attention to what your piece was and got yourself to the end. Because if not, you may have made your opponent win by getting them to the end.
And then okay, that actually sounds like a thing. Really cool game.
I had it. And the kids loved it. And the kids that I babysat loved it. And I think I just like threw it away a couple months ago because the board was fricked.
See, this description says it's Hugo the Ghost's birthday party and you are invited to join the spooky celebrations. The fun begins when our party popping poltergeist emerges from the dark cellar and starts to climb the staircase. He's hoping to catch as many guests as possible. And the only escape is to dash into an empty room or be caught.
So it sounds like a Clue. Like Clue meets the game I was just talking about. I thought that those that
good. I like that game that you're talking about, though.
Alrighty.
Hi, so far today, you have learned all five lakes, all five Great Lakes.
Oh, and board games from the 90s to 2000s.
Well, no, so they've learned the Five Lakes border Michigan.
Not to the do insider Reggie, trading.
Reggie would also be indicted for insider trading. And there's a vintage 1992 game. But the one that Amanda just told me about sounds
I'm going to find it
awesome and I want to play. So,
all right, back to General Hospital again. Everything kind of goes together now because we're on to Laura and Victor and whatever.
What was Valentine doing? I don't care what Victor has over his head. He would never kill or hurt the grandmother of his daughter.
But he has his daughter.
No, he doesn't. He knows where she is and he's threatened to.
No, he's the one that sent her to school and is controlling the access that Valentine has to her.
I swear I watched the show.
Do you want me to tell you about this new show, General Hospital?
I've had a lot of personal stuff going on the past few weeks.
Okay, we just found this out this week. That's why you don't know. When they were discussing everything.
I watched it, though, when they were standing side by side.
And they were discussing everything.
Yes.
Because I was like, what the heck? Because he told...
He said, if you do anything to my daughter, I will slit your throat. See, I did listen.
He told Victor that... Laura was trying to get him sent out of the country.
Yes.
And I was like, why is he telling him this? And then as they were talking, Victor is the one that sent Charlotte away. And he agrees that it's better. Valentine agrees that it's better to keep Charlotte safe. But Victor is the one that has control of if she gets to come home or not.
I thought that was just him saying... I thought he was just playing mind games. I didn't know that like he was actually.
Feel free to drop us an email and tell us which one of us read the situation right. I'm thinking the way that they said that.
Like he's the one who's paid the boarding and has said like no one's allowed to see her unless I have approved. I thought it was just he was basically saying, I know where your daughter is and I can get to her if you do not follow what I tell you to do.
No, I think he's the one that put her in and is restricting Valentine's access to her. And that's why when Laura said, oh, I just got a text, phone call, whatever, from Charlotte, he was like, what? What's it say? Because he has not had as much contact with her as he normally would or is what he likes.
Interesting.
And that's
so what, I did watch the scene.
Yeah.
I just interpreted it differently than you did. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then that's why he knocked over the drink after he drugged her. In the most obnoxious way. And I understand you put pepper in your Bloody Marys, but it was like he was trying to knock her out with that thing. Just like reached over. I was like, sorry. It was the most unnatural motion ever.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he didn't drug her because when he did first put it in her iced tea, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I thought the conversation that Laura had with Anna was weird, though, about Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Very weird.
I don't know. It was
just, it's like they're not that level of friendship because they know they're on opposite sides when it comes to him.
Right.
But Anna wasn't very much like herself this week, if you ask me, because she's standing in the middle of the park having private conversations. And then being like, oh, Victor, I didn't realize I was in a public place where you could hear me. It was very frustrating. I don't like when they dumb down Anna. I don't like when they dumb down anyone, but especially the characters that we know are way too smart for this.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
But yeah, that all kind of like went together. They all, like it was a lot of different scenes, but that's where we got to. Victor is still a bad guy. Anna is trying to figure out what's up with Valentine and Victor, and Laura is just over Victor and wants him gone.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. And why are they trying to pair? That Cody guy does not have money to join the singles.
He's bribing Spinelli to have him matched with Britt. That's why Spinelli was all put off about the fact that he's like, that's going to mess up the algorithm.
Okay.
He said that last week. And he's like, I can't do that because that's not how this works. Okay.
Well, see, you watch different parts of the show than I do, apparently, because I missed that. And was like, Cody's talking about how he's so broke. How is he on whatever singles?
Yeah, he's blackmailing Spinelli.
Okay. I knew he was blackmailing Spinelli.
I don't feel like he's actually blackmailing as much as... like heavily influencing, like, I'm going to tell everyone that you're the one behind this before you're ready to, if that, you don't.
That's blackmail.
Is it? There's no money involved?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I feel like yes. I don't know what but the exact
why does he want hooked
is.
Up with Britt so bad?
I don't know.
But he is, I called it, he is the caretaker. As soon as he started talking about wanting to open up a ranch, I said,
he's going to take care of Comet.
And he sure is.
Horse. Only one horse. Sorry. But, I like that Britt called him out on that too. She's like, you're trying to get me to go horseback riding on a horse that isn't yours on property that isn't yours on your first day. Maybe you should calm yourself down.
Yep. Or that he put her as his emergency contact and left his belt.
Right. Like, right. Cause you don't realize that you forgot to put on.
That was intentional.
I know, but that's what I mean, is be a little more slick about it.
Yeah. Like, maybe leave your wallet. Because, I mean, that's something that typically does. It could fall out of your pocket.
Yes.
But I feel like if you need a belt,
right,
you realize you are not wearing a belt, especially with a belt buckle that big.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It would be like leaving one sock behind. How? Yeah. How did you do that?
I did like how Ned kind of grilled him, though, about the, yeah, so I did check you out since you're going to be spending time with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And what's up with you going all over the place?
Yeah. You sound a little shady to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he has the job because Mama Falconeri gave it to him.
Yep. Oh, but he's befriended Leo.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love it.
As long as he has good intentions, that's nice.
I think he does. I don't feel like he's shady.
To the horse about how he just is in it for the money and whatever.
I think that he... We still don't know who the heck Austin talked to like a month ago.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Nope, no, we don't.
I don't know. I get a vibe off him that he's like a good guy, not, he's probably had like a hard
I hope so.
Time, and now he's
I don't
like,
trust anyone anymore because they're all working for everyone else. I don't know. I just don't know.
But I like that Spinelli went to Britt and was like, seriously, you need to keep trying. You know, you need to keep putting yourself out there. Look at this girl that I was matched with.
Yeah.
But then he wouldn't tell Sonny exactly what was going on with Cody. And Sonny's like, yeah, not cool.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot be throwing my name around if you are not going to be telling me
why.
Mm-hmm. But then Michael telling Cody that Dante is his brother through adoption and it's complicated. That is literally exactly it. That's it.
Right. There's no more complication.
It's not.
He doesn't need to know that you're feuding with your dad. Your relationship is.
Yep. Relationship to Dante is your brothers
through adoption.
Yes.
You summed it like up. Good job.
Brothers through adoption. Three words.
It's complicated. Nope. It's really not.
It's explained. But then Willow saying about how she's always loved horses, but has never said anything in the past 2 years that she has been living there that she loved horses.
Right. Because they didn't have a stable this entire time.
No, we know that they.
Right.
We know that Nicholas has horses. Have we known that the Quartermains do?
I think we knew there was a stable, but they didn't have horses. I just assumed they had a stable. You have all that land, you have a stable.
But I really do think, I think that part of our frustration is probably coming from that we might be mushing together the Castellans and the Quartermains, because we know for a fact that Nicholas has all the horses and everything that go riding on the beach, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if we've ever heard the Quartermains say, we should really fix up that stable, or
No.
So-and-so used to love writing or something.
Mm-mm.
This might actually be a new edition. Hmm. Not going to look it up right now. Oh, do you want my prediction?
Sure.
She's going to die during childbirth.
No.
She's in love with Michael. Things are going well. No, she has to die.
No, no, stop.
That is his pattern. I'm sorry.
Stop.
If things do not go well, they stick around for a little while longer and torture him. But if things are going well.
No, 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 no. I refuse this. Not happening.
If I'm not the writer.
Well, I'm telling
the, you. That have killed every single one of the women that he's been
I'm
with.
Telling you and the writers.
No.
It's going to be some complication during pregnancy, because they run all those blood tests during pregnancy, and it's going to pop up whatever else is going on, and that's how we're going to find out that she's actually Mina's daughter.
Or she'll end up in a coma and have to, that's how it'll come out. Because maybe, Mina is the only one that can save her.
Maybe she'll be pregnant with twins, and it'll come out that way. Like, oh, I didn't know twins ran in my family. And then it'll all connect somehow that way. No, they can't kill Willow. And not with a new baby.
I'm not the one that has killed off all of his.
Because then we'll have to put that baby upstairs in the nursery
and
for
never
like
see
2 years. And all of a sudden it'll walk down the steps like 8. And I'll be like, oh, that's Willow's baby. She's living dead 2 years.
Oh, you mean like the new Rocco that's now 13?
Yes. No. No. Change the subject.
I did like that she was like very sarcastic when Michael was explaining how they got the mansion and about how Alan.
She's like, what? Alan gave it to Monica? And he just looked at her and she's like, oh my God, I'm joking.
Right.
Of course I know that. Everyone right. knows that. Talking about Ned, he did apologize to Olivia.
Yes.
Because she was like, oh, yeah, I might be upset that people are doing things behind my back. Huh, that's funny. Without having conversations? Yep. Okay.
Making major life decisions without me?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So I'm glad that they
It's not how
that.
Marriage works.
No?
No. But I did like him. Okay, I am so confused. How Leo, I don't remember Leo videotaping, recording Chase singing.
Mm-mm.
And now he posted it to social media.
Mm-hmm.
But so Leo posted this video without anyone's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And they just suddenly found it and saw that it had a gazillion.
We need to hire Leo.
We do.
He can be our social media person.
Please.
Doing my best.
Absolutely. But if he can post a video that you don't even know exists and have 21,000 views like that.
Yeah.
He should handle it for us. I like it.
Yeah.
No, I just don't understand. He posted it and he never said anything about it. I'm sorry. But kids are like, hey, look at what I just did. Hey,
exactly.
Look, hey, do you want to check on my YouTube channel? Look
at how many numbers I've gotten. Yeah. Oh, mom, look, someone liked the video that I shared of.
Right.
See, now that would have been something if Leo had said to Brooklyn, if Leo had been the one telling Brooklyn.
Yes.
But people like Chase's singing, you know?
Look, I have this video.
Yep. Look it. There's 100,000 ups.
Yep.
And she's trying to talk him into singing, and then he calls her out on
it all
being selfish, and then she admits it, and then they all, I'm done.
Exactly. Can we just kiss? Like, I thought he was going to say it when he said, us being friends is not working for us.
Yep.
I thought he was going to say, so let's be more than friends and kiss her.
They almost kissed, though.
And then, no.
They almost kissed again. But then it was gone.
I'm tired of the almost kiss. I'm frustrated for Brooklyn. Okay? Kiss me by now. Come on.
I don't know. It lost its spark.
It did. And who they're trying to force a spark with? Finn's dad. Well, Chase's dad and Alexis. No.
I think that it's going to be interesting, though, to have...
If they'd ever get there.
Challenging her like that. Because I don't feel like she's ever really been challenged like that.
If they would ever get there. But we've had this same conversation 4 times. We've just changed locations.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think the magazine.
But this time he actually wrote something.
He did.
So
some
we've
baby
taken a
step.
Yeah.
But it's still not up yet. She's like, we'll have to review it and then it'll get posted. And he's like, yeah.
But he's calling her out on
it. And you guys will put fake reviews on it because you don't let it actually say what it's supposed to say, and she gets all offended. Had this conversation in the park. Yes. In fact, Violet called them out on not being very nice.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Can we just move on or not?
Yeah. I don't know. And where'd Jackie go? Who knows? She came back for a minute. Gone again.
She's very busy.
That would have been an awesome... She should be writing, being that she's the journalist. I'm not saying that Gregory can't, as a teacher, like, also be writing these. But that would have been interesting to see Jackie and Alexis going up against each other. And she's, like, you know, actually two news people.
Yeah, but then I feel like they would have made it into a girl fight over him.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't need him fight.
Fair enough.
Grown, mature women do not need to have girl fights over some man. I'm not minding him challenging her perspective on her job. There are many different news and radio and print stations out there that if you ask me which one I trust, I'm not going to say, oh, they're all reporting 100% accurately. I trust all of them. So I get it. But yeah, the same conversation is just stupid.
Yes.
Move forward.
Ugh.
But I am ready for her to have a new relationship. So if they can keep that, like, challenging each other, but not in the same exact conversation, I will be interested to see where this goes. She never slept with Finn, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then she's allowed.
We're gonna check that one quick. You know, I totally forgot about that.
I just don't really want to see more dads and kids sharing partners.
Oh, it does say ex-lovers. It says ex-lovers. Oh, and the GIF has him taking off his jacket.
No, never mind. I take back everything I just said. No, I do not like this couple.
I actually totally forgot about that because I only remember that they are AA.
Recovering friends.
Like,
yes.
Friends. I forgot that they are also...
Mm-mm. Nope. Now I'm over it. Gregory's. I'm sorry. You cannot date her. Move on.
Yeah. But to be fair, Ben did it to him first.
Wait. Two ooze do not make a right.
But okay. So... Do you think that Gregory even knows about their past, though?
I don't care.
Because I forgot about it.
Alexis didn't. And if she did, we have a bigger problem.
True. True, 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 true. Okay.
I don't even know where to go. I have myself all flustered. I'm so angry.
The only
no.
thing I have left, Finn and Gregory talk to Chase about Brooklyn.
Oh, again. Again.
Mm-hmm. Again and
again.
We're
just going to keep going over it and over it. We're even going to introduce new, beautiful women. And he's going to turn
not even down. Paying attention. He had no clue.
No. They're like, she was hitting on you. No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't just offering you her towel. But he has no idea.
None. I thought that was a really awkward scene, though.
It was.
To be honest. It's not like there was zero interaction.
Right. I'm just going to walk up to a stranger and be like, hey, do you need a towel? You're really cute. And then whenever he says, no, thank you, I have a towel, I'm going to be like, oh, so you have a girlfriend?
Right. Towel does not mean girlfriend.
And who would say that, like, abruptly?
Right.
Like,
okay. Like, they were sitting in the chairs next to each other, like, and a small conversation started, and then she went swimming, and then,
right.
Or he went swimming, and so she was being nice and getting him a towel, and then he's like, oh, did we accidentally just cross the line? You know?
Right.
Was there a little too much flirting going on there? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was none. It was just,
hey, you want a towel? Oh, you don't want my towel? That means you have a girlfriend. No, it means I already have a towel. Thank you.
Oh,
but I'm just ready for them to move on. Like we just said, they need to kiss or not kiss, but I'm tired of the, well, they won't they.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to Austin. He's still in the woods. I was just thinking, I'm like, well, we have to get that taken care of and then we'll cut figure out this. I mean, they have nothing to do with each other.
No, but.
But I mean, they left him in the woods a month ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he couldn't have treated him and Finn couldn't have treated Violet's poison oak.
And yeah, nothing ever came from, whatever.
I'm sorry. To
like, totally random thought, but
that's
I'm just
okay.
Like.
Yeah, he's still in the woods. We've seen everyone.
Yeah.
But him.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't know how to segue that.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Reality check.
Okay, speaking of pools.
Yay! Yeah,
go ahead. My deck is finally done. My husband built a deck for our pool, and it's huge.
And he did a really good job.
So hopefully after this, yesterday the gate went on it and everything, so I might be editing on the deck today.
Woohoo!
We shall see.
And your pool is deep enough that you could safely push someone in.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You shouldn't, but it's deeper than the MetroCorp pool.
Correct. Okay. I will give you that one.
Yes. You still shouldn't horse around like that. But if I pushed you, if you were sitting on your deck or like standing right there and I pushed you, you would not injure yourself. You would probably be angry with me, but you wouldn't injure yourself.
But here's the height difference. If I pushed you, you might.
True. So we're just going to assume these kids are really, really short because they didn't get hurt being pushed right into the 2-foot pool.
Well, I used to be able to shallow water dive, like into like a 3-foot pool up at my cabin. Mm-hmm. You put your hands out first, and then like the second that you touch, like you just...
Sounds very dangerous. Please stop.
My 6'3" dad taught me how to do it, so...
That sounds super very dangerous. Please stop.
I was a kid. My parents said that I could.
Water terrifies me. I love swimming, but nope. I don't want to be anywhere I don't have control, and that sounds terrifying. Please don't try that off your dad.
No. Now as an adult, nope. So then last night, my daughter and I went to a special needs dance. So she didn't get to go to prom because they don't have it at her school. But a friend of hers found this dance and they just had a good time. It was,
aww,
it was a lot of fun. They had, you know, like the chaperone thing. And I was like, do you want me to stay? And she's like, yes, please. So I did. And I just sat there and watched them dance. Aww. And it was a lot of fun. And she had a great time.
She looked really cute.
Oh, thank you.
She looked really cute.
But she finished that work program this week. This is not the one with the smiley face cookie, so I don't know that answer yet.
That's not till next month.
They took them on public transportation and...
Oh, this is the class I wanted to go to!
And so they took the bus to different businesses and everything. They wound up at some jewelry place. She made like a little ring. She's like, I want to learn how to make jewelry. I'm like, you can! I'm like, that's the purpose of this program, right, is to do that. And the craziest thing happened. So... there have been times where like when her bus would drop her off and I was running late from work, like I was able to call you because that one bus driver would always call into the station and was like, mom's late again. She wouldn't even wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was able, like, and I appreciate that always, but that was me reaching out asking.
Yeah.
And then there was a time that one of our friends took her to an archery class. And again, that was prompted from my asking for help because it was either that or show a house. And so I went with on Thursday was their quote long day. They were going to be at a specific area, but it's also the day where she's been meeting with, this is the same organization that every Thursday night over the summer has been having like a social group that they've gone and like done different events together. Mm-hmm. And it's basically teaching them how to be social, like out in public. So like they've gone to the arts festival, they've gone mini golfing, stuff like that. But like we are not allowed to go with them. I mean, obviously, if it's far enough away, like just find something to do.
The point is for them to be out in the community
socially, things like that. Well, this Thursday was bowling. I said something because the guy said she can either come back here and you can pick her up at 6 or pick her up at the place at 5, whichever one's best. And he's like, oh, wait, they have the bowling thing tonight, like 2 blocks down. He's like, we'll just take her.
Wow.
I have never, ever, 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 ever had anyone coordinate that.
Nice.
Without, like,
you prompting it.
Me.
Right.
And I'm like, is that okay? He's like, yeah. He's like, it doesn't make sense for you to come down here just to
drive her 2 blocks.
Right. And stick around for 7:30. I'm like, okay. So it was the weirdest thing because my husband was planning it. Like we were, okay, if I'm showing a house, you're going to have to be the one to take her.
Yeah.
But if I'm not, I'll go pick her up, you know, like, and all that stuff.
Wow.
They removed 2.5 hours of stress. I don't want to say stress, but coordinating that we didn't have to do.
Nice.
And it was the weirdest thing in the world.
That's a good mom win.
I mean, it is. Yeah. And my son got his first piece of commissioned art. One of his friends is doing something. It needs a logo. And so he asked my son and he's going to pay him.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Hey, yeah.
So that's it. I don't think
I need to buy some art off him before he becomes a famous artist. And then it'll be worth millions.
Dibs, because I've been asking him to draw something for me.
You for have a years. Portrait of him right there.
I have a very specific thing that I have asked for. I've wanted him to draw like some kind of a family portrait, like however it is that he sees and he hasn't done it. I think that he's afraid of doing it for me.
Right.
But I'm like, no, whatever style you want to draw it in, I just want to see what that looks like.
So. Sorry, I'm getting mine first.
Probably. What about you?
Well, I feel like this is one of those weeks where I have to look at my calendar because I
had to write those down.
Think I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Monday was 4th of July. We went and saw fireworks. I had the kids back for that because fireworks are my favorite. And then the rest of the week was pretty boring. Oh, yesterday I was a lucky duck. We've talked about before that you sell makeup stuff and I sell makeup stuff and we don't get into the whole competing thing, but I had just
Mine's
placed
more skincare.
Yes. But I had just placed a Mary Kay order and I kind of ignore whatever's going on because I'm not consistent with it at all. And they had a raffle for like their end of quarter sales or whatever. And I, again, not paying attention because I don't place that many orders. And I saw on Facebook that I was tagged in something. I'm like, why am I tagged? So I clicked on it and I won a Kate Spade purse.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Wow. I was
very, very excited.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. And Emily was like, I don't think you'll ever use that. You should give it to me. And I was like, don't touch my purse.
So very
it's
nice. Cute.
It's a little crossbody, so it is the right size
oh,
for me.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because if
you're
you
not
know
a big
me,
purse person,
I don't do big purses because then they become diaper bags. So
not if you stop being around diapers.
Then they become.
My bags are not diaper bags.
Okay. Then they become fidget toy holders and jewelry holders and wallet holders. So yeah, it's still a diaper
We're going to have
bag.
To play the purse game because I don't have like. I have my wallet in my purse.
Aren't you the person who had like a walnut or something?
That
in your...
was because years ago, but eventually okay. like your children grow and you stop carrying the stuff for them.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you got your kids to stop asking you to carry stuff, but if I have a spare arm or a spare pocket or whatever, my kids are here. Can you hold this? Can you hold this? Can you hold this? So
I don't know.
Yeah. Like my 19-year-old at this point would still be like, here, mom, hold this. So if you carry small purses, you can't carry anything. Sorry. No room.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, if you figure it out, let me know. Cause yeah.
Well, my daughter's always typically carried like a small bag.
See, my kids don't carry purses. See,
she has a small backpack.
Yep. Nope. Mine don't.
And she has like a little Fox wallet thingy that she got. But yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, that's why.
Right. They don't.
So they need to learn how to carry their.
Well, get them a little clutch.
They
do
have,
not give that to her.
Okay. They have purses. They have those cute little backpacks. They do not like to be bogged down with it. It's like whenever your kid wears a sweatshirt somewhere, but
yeah.
they don't really need a sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And 2 minutes in, they're like, here, mom, can you carry this? And you're like, no, I didn't wear a sweatshirt because
right.
I knew
and
I didn't
told you
need
not
one.
To.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's like that. And you say like, I'm not carrying that, but halfway through you carry it because if not, it's dragging on the floor and it's disgusting. I feel like you do. Not all the time, but yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Interesting.
Thing. Yeah. Crossbody purse. Cause then there's
Very
no
nice.
Room for all your stuff.
Very nice.
But anyway, yeah. There's a big winner.
Awesome.
Oh, lucky duck.
Awesome. Awesome.
But yeah, that's all.
Yeah. So join us on Thursday as we continue Ryan Chamberlain part 5.
So
2018
good.
And on.
I hope somebody else watched all of these episodes because they were so good.
Okay. So
have a good week
and we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.